USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump announced the formation of a task force that will look at how to best reopen the economy.
Our country has to get open, and it will get open, and it'll get open safely. And hopefully quickly. Some areas quicker than other areas.
He said it will include economists, business leaders, and medical experts. The president also announced he's withholding funding to the World Health Organization over its handling of the pandemic. California Governor Gavin Newsom says his state is now in the beginning stages of figuring out how to reopen businesses.
Local governments, local counties, local health directors will have a profound and outsized influence on our capacity to deliver on this next iteration in terms of our planning.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
After months of silence, former President Obama has surfaced to endorse Joe Biden for his old job.
Through all his trials, he's never once forgotten the values or the moral fiber that his parents passed on to him and that made him who he is.
The New York Times says Obama had several lengthy conversations with Bernie Sanders, urging him to step aside. A member of an iconic pro sports franchise has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
New York Yankees co-owner Hank Steinbrenner, the son of legendary late team owner George Steinbrenner, is dead after a battle with an undisclosed illness. Reports are it was not in any way coronavirus related. Hank Steinbrenner passing away at 63 in Clearwater, Florida. He had reduced his public presence in recent years, allowing his brother Hal to represent team ownership. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the restaurant business struggles during the coronavirus pandemic, many are trying to figure out how they'll operate when the country reopens. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
As stay-at-home and social distancing orders across the United States have slowed the spread of the coronavirus, they've put restaurant dining on hold, forcing many to close and leaving others barely surviving. Restaurant Impossible host Chef Robert Irvine tells Fox News some of the things restaurants can do to prepare and what we can expect as a new normal when it comes to restaurants after things are opened back up for business.
Well, I think, first of all, if you've got a big restaurant, you're going to fill a third of that. If you've got a small restaurant, you're probably going to fill half of it. The biggest problem we're going to face right now is consumer confidence, number one. And number two is having to redirect all our thought process into what was is gone and what is new is brand new. You know, new menus, new social distancing rules. What do we do in the kitchen to make the consumer feel comfortable? Is it masks? Obviously, it's masks. We already wear gloves. Are we allowing people into the kitchen? Good question. Do they want to see that you're doing things safely? Yes, they do.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.